I've got something that I'm a little bit confused forward slash annoyed about.
Okay.
Okay. I'm all for being green, okay? I'm all about protecting the environment. But when that Al Gore said inconvenient truth, flippy inconvenient.
Is it?
Oh, God. We've just got a...
You haven't had to get on public transport again, have you?
No. Right. God, no. No, we've got a binless office now at Radio 1. Only that's not true at all. It's far from it. In fact, there's more bins than ever before. Some of them red, some of them green, some of them blue, some of them purple, some of them grey. There's millions of bins. This is no binless office. Now, I don't mind separating rubbish. I just don't know where it all goes.
What are you particularly confused about? I know the one that really confuses me.
Go on.
Polystyrene cups.
Right. Yeah. Okay, same. So,
oh, no.
Okay, so you've got a coffee cup. Where do you put that? And also, if it's a coffee cup and it's kind of... There's a third of the liquid still in there, yeah. What do you do? Do you find somewhere to pour it in or do you just chuck it in?
I think you could just chuck that in, can't you? Because it won't help with the whole being pulps.
Oh, but which bin? Is it the red one, the blue one, the purple one, the green one, or the move one?
Move. Sometimes I have soup for my lunch out of a tin, right?
Yeah.
So does the tin go in the food waste or in the...
No.
Cans? But it is food
does
waste.
Does the tin go with the
with
cans?
Bits of food on?
And also, when with my wine bottles, okay, yeah. Do I have to pour out every last drop down the sink before I get rid of it? Because there is some left.
The ridiculous comment there is that there is any left. You just drain every last drop out of the bottle before you recycle it.
And also, why do you have wine bottles at work? Please.
No, I meant at home. Hello, Ben, if you're listening, I did mean at home. Oh, rubbish. And for instance, like, opening a can of baked beans, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. There's always some beans left in the bottom, aren't there?
Mm.
What do? Are you supposed to wash it out to get all the beans out before you put it
in one of the
many coloured bins? What do you do? It's really complicated.
Do you know what? If there is an election commitment, you should interview all the party leaders about their green policies, but specifically this.
Well, I was half expecting, whilst watching Sky News yesterday, for David Cameron to bring this up at the conference. My desk is so untidy upstairs, right? Mm. Because there's loads of rubbish on it, and I just don't know where to file it.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Oh, you're so blonde, Scott. From Samantha, teacher from Brighton. Apparently you do have to wash out the tins before you put them in whatever coloured bin.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. This is global warming gone mad, in my opinion.
Maybe you could do a follow-up to the Al Gore film.
Someone else is saying, well, why not label the bins to make it easier? They are labelled. They say plastic, non-recyclable waste and stuff. I still don't know where to put, like, things.
You still haven't told me what the polystyrene cup should go in.
I don't know.
Right, okay.
Wait, what is that?
I think that's any other waste.
Is that non-recyclable?
I think so.
See? I am stupid on this. I don't know where to put things.
Right, okay. I'll try and get a green guest for next week.
That would be really entertaining.
Yeah.
If you could just like...
You could have a half hour... I might get the head of a local recycling plant to come in and you could have a whole half
hour discussion.
And they
could explain what all the colours and all the bins mean.
Just go through each bin.
I think people would really like to listen to that.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay, book it next week.
Right,
7:40 this morning, it'll be birthday corner. Maybe someone, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday, by the way, has sent a card in to you for birthday corner at 7:40 on Radio 1. Right, someone sent me a card today. Read the front of that card.
To Ms. Charlotte Church, care of The Scott Mills Show, BBC Radio 1, London W1N4DJ.
Right, so someone has sent a card to me.
Well, no, it's
to Charlotte Church, through me.
Yeah.
Why am I getting her mail?
Maybe it's because you took her award from the Loaded Laughters last year. Do you remember?
It's a little bit tenuous, Laura.
Maybe they've confused you for Gavin.
Is that an orange joke, yeah?
No, because you're big and butch like a rugby player, obviously.
So, someone's obviously thought, Someone's thought
sensitive this morning.
Someone's thought I've got a car for Charlotte Church. I'll send it to Scott Mills. They seem like they get on very well.
That's right, because Charlotte Church only gets letters from Welsh people.
Okay, open it then.
In some way, I only get letters from Mancunians, and you only get letters from... It's a girl.
Aww.
Aww.
To Miss Charlotte Church, the Welsh angel.
Why have I got this?
I don't know. Well done, with lots of love and best wishes to you and your family from Lady A, open brackets, Bubbles, close brackets.
Oh, I know her.
Is that Bubbles off of Little Britain?
No, I know
Hello,
her.
Hello, darling.
Scott, I know her.
Okay.
She sent me a card with a picture of a park bench on it.
Right.
Lady A Bubbles, saying thank you for doing the P. Diddy audition. I think she's a big fan of the show.
Is she one of those kind of serial card senders? See, I never send cards, but there are people, some people that send cards for everything. Congratulations, you got up this morning. Have a card.
What bin do I put this in?
I've no idea.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Radio 1.